West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, a tough week for the city of Whitesburg. Mayor Amy Williford on Thursday confirming the resignations of Police Chief Chris Gilliland and Officer Danny Salazar. Salazar works as the resource officer at Whitesburg Elementary. On Monday, Post 4 City Councilman Chris Lewis resigned. Mayor Williford on Thursday said she is confident the soon-to-be vacant positions in the small police department will be filled soon, with city officials already reviewing numerous applications. In the meantime, she says Whitesburg is working with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office and the Carroll County School System where needed. Councilman Lewis was elected to the Post 4 seat in November of 2021 after receiving almost double the votes of the incumbent, Mike Sprayberry. Williford says the council will now most likely function with three council persons through the November 2025 election, citing the cost of a special election to fill the vacant seat for only 1 year. She says the Whitesburg City Charter does not allow for an appointment to the city council. Carroll County government officials on Thursday confirming that the rezoning request required to build a massive energy storage park on property off Glenlock Road in Roopville has been withdrawn. The original notice of the rezoning request posted on the property had sparked concerns from area residents over a potential impact on the environment and the hope for agriculturally zoned property in the county to remain for agriculture use. The proposal had documents suggesting plans for several large-scale rechargeable lithium-ion battery stationary energy storage lockers. Those lockers, called megapacks, store grid energy rather than generating it from fuel and generate energy during periods of peak demand. Withdrawing the rezoning request does not eliminate the possibility the project could be attempted at a later date. The Carroll County School System this week announcing the district's 2024 graduation rate is the highest in the state among districts with three or more high schools, according to data released by the Georgia Department of Education. Central High School reports a 99.4% graduation rate, Temple High 98.8%, Mount Zion 98.3%, Villarica High 95.7%, and Bowdoin High 92.1%. The state average for all districts is 85.4%. And Carroll County inviting all citizens to a public meeting scheduled to review draft project and policy recommendations to be included in a new safety action plan on Tuesday, October 15th. County secured a Safe Streets and Roads for All grant to develop a safety action plan, which combines public input, data analysis, and effective safety practices into a program of safety solutions and implementation strategies. The Carroll County Safety Action Plan public meeting is Tuesday from 5 until 7 in the Carroll County Recreation Gym Meeting Room, 1201 Noonan Road in Carrollton. I'm Colin Worthington.